The Art of Work, Section 19. Wisdom earns a person more respect than 10 rulers in a city, yet there is not a righteous person on earth who always does right and never sins. So do not pay close attention to everything people say, or you will eventually hear someone insult you. Even then, do not get upset, for you know in your heart you have done the same to others. All this I tested by wisdom, but when I made it my goal to be wise, wisdom eluded me. A complete understanding of our existence is out of reach and most profound. It is impossible to comprehend. Wisdom and respect go hand in hand, and it is the words of the wise which earns them that respect. It is interesting that here Qohelet tells us that one wise person can earn more respect than 10 rulers in a city. Throughout his book, in fact, Qohelet does not always speak very highly of rulers, even of the king himself. For he says, a wise youth makes a better leader than a foolish old king who does not listen to the advice of others. As you look back through history, you will see many a leader who started out fairly wise, but ended up as the fool that needed to be replaced. It is a rare individual for whom a position of power does not play with their ego and render their leadership ineffective over time. It appears that wisdom and power are mutually exclusive, and the reason for this is that wisdom must be paired with humility. For those in a position of leadership, this can be a difficult balance, for their followers are continually trying to better their position in the king's court, and they resort to flattery, telling the leader what they think they want to hear about their leadership. A leader is often receiving praise from the foolish instead of good advice from the wise. Leaders are also very aware of the fact that their popularity can quickly wane, and at times spend far too much time monitoring what others are saying about them. They listen in to the gossip channels and inevitably will hear someone insult them. Qohelet cautions against being this sensitive and reminds us that everyone, including ourselves, says wrong things from time to time, and we must take this into consideration. Once again, we see that it takes humility to be wise and wisdom to be humble. When we take ourselves too seriously, it is impossible to achieve that balance. My name is Vance Neudorf. These are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca, where you can find all the previous podcasts. Please pass this on to anyone who may be interested. Thank you for listening.